Now, I'm joined in the studio by Chris Boylan from Churches Together, who's here again. I've not seen him for a whole year. He's coming to talk about Brentwood lighting up. So, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Well, it's still morning.
Still morning. We've had cake, though. We've had a cake and a coffee.
That's true, Michelle. And a very nice muffin it was, too.
Thank you. You get treated nicely here. I got the blueberry ones because they're slightly lower fat.
I'd never have known.
No, as if I care. Now, tell us all about Churches Together, because you're going to be involved again in Brentwood Lighting Up, which is an amazing event. And it is Brentwood Lighting Up that you're the soul of, really.
Well, that's kind. Thank you very much indeed. Yeah, look, Brentwood Lighting Up is just an amazing event, and we're always, always privileged and thrilled that the council invite the churches to take part in that in all sorts of ways. We have the predominant feature is the candlelit procession that we have during the afternoon, which is open to everybody. It's not just for Christians in the town. It's open for anybody and everybody if they want to come along and join in. The children, of course, can't hold candles.
Yep.
We might have mayhem, anarchy on the streets of Brentwood if we're not careful. So the children are given glow sticks, and but they can feel as though they're included and take part, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful occasion. But, of course, as the churches, we're also involved in a couple of stores in the High Street. We have one at the Chapel Ruins, one on the corner of Crown Street, where we're able to give out coffee, mince pies, and if anybody wants to know more about the Christian faith, we can engage with them and we can talk with them if that's what they want.
You know? Yeah.
And that's just wonderful that the council embrace us in this way to be able to take part and include us in this amazing event.
Now, it's taking place on Saturday the 29th. We will be harping on about it because it's such a fantastic event. We were saying there was, on when the lights actually went on the stage, which I think is about 5 p.m., there was at least 10,000 people there.
That's right. During the afternoon, I guess anything between 10 and 15,000 people are in the High Street, but they come and they go. But, of course, the culmination is the switch on at 5 o'clock, as you quite rightly say.
It's Postman Pat.
Postman Pat, absolutely, yeah. my granddaughter's going to be absolutely loving that. So.
And a big giant cat as well, Jess, the cat.
You mustn't forget Jess.
Don't forget Jess.
Absolutely. Yeah, and of course, it's just an amazing opportunity for families to come out and have a great day in a non-threatening situation or environment, and it's just fabulous. The lights get turned on at 5 o'clock. We have the procession that we gather at 4 o'clock, and we march up to the...
Whereabouts do you meet?
We're going to meet at the Westbury Road car park. We start there at 4 o'clock. We've got a system where we can light up to sort of 450 candles in 20 minutes. And we make sure that they're ready to move off around about 4:30. So if anybody wants to join in, please, please, please do come along to the Westbury Road car park, 4 o'clock, and we'll move off at 4:30. So we're up to the main stage at Wilson's Corner, just around about 10 to 5 in time for one or two thank yous and for the mayor to turn the lights on, pushing the plunger with Postman Pat. And way at 5 o'clock, all the lights come on, and it'll be a great afternoon.
And do you sing as you're walking along in procession? Do you actually sing, or is that a little bit... is that a bit too much? I can barely walk to the car and breathe. Walk and sing.
The answer to your question is no, we don't. We tried it. Some years ago, we tried it, but marching up the High Street or walking up the High Street, some people are singing one line at the front. By the time they get down to the back, they're singing verse 3 or whatever.
Right. Yes, you would have that. Yeah, 400, over 450 people, you would have that problem, yeah.
So we're not going to do that, but the Churches Together in Brentwood Choir, they are singing on the main stage from 4:35 up until 10 to 5.
Yeah.
And they're singing Christmas carols and all sorts of Christmas music songs, and of course everybody is encouraged to join in those carols. They're carols that you know from school days, and everybody can participate with that.
But being Christian yourself, what is for you the best part about Christmas? Because we do seem to be very much in a consumer society. I say it all the time. Everybody wants to outdo everybody with Christmas presents. My mum used to say, I used to get a tangerine and some nuts in a stocking. I go, well, that sounds awful. She went, oh, no, but I was so pleased. It was like a treat, you know. And we've got so many, you know, the people do pay so much money for games or phones. And what do you think about the whole sort of concept of where we've moved with Christmas?
Well, for me, Christmas is really special as a Christian from the point of view that if you take Christ out of Christmas, you're left with a mess or a mess.
Right. Okay.
dare I say any more. It's, so for me, it is the fact that we're celebrating the birth of Christ. Of course, it's lovely to have time with the families. And that is really, really special to me. And I'm sure that's the case with most people. We love to go to church on the Sunday morning, on the Christmas morning, just to remember that Christ has come, his birthday. A little question for you, and I'm not going to test you too much, Michelle.
Oh, dear.
But if I said to you, can you remember what the Queen spoke about last year on her Christmas message? I bet you won't remember very quickly.
No.
And yet we still remember, 2,000 years on, the birth of Christ.
Yes.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah.
And the reason why Christ was born. As a Christian, I firmly believe that Christ came to save me from my sin and my wrongdoing and all the rest of it. And that's what, for me, Christmas is all about. Yeah. It is remembering Christ came in this vast universe that we have. You know, you can't, it's trillions of miles, billions of miles, light years of, across these galaxies. This is only what we know, but Christ came in the form of a baby. Christmas is really special to me, and I know it is to a lot of other people.
Yeah.
From a personal point of view, that's how I feel, but also it's lovely just to be together with my friends, with my family. Yeah, and I like looking in my Christmas stocking still.
Do you know what I was saying the other day? My mum, who's 84, bless her, and every year she does me a stocking because I'm the baby of six. So it doesn't matter how old I get, I'll always be the baby. And she said to me a few years ago, I'm a little bit too old to get up in the middle of the night to put it on the end of your bed. I went, how selfish. I said, why can't you get up, set the alarm like you used to do for 3 o'clock in the morning? She was like, but I can't, my legs hurt. And it's one of my jokes. So now, if I'm staying at my mum's, I pick it up, otherwise she drops my stocking off if she's staying at my sister's. And I get the little extras. They go, why has she got the stocking? I said, because I'm the youngest.
Well, that's right.
I don't have children.
Well, it's the same in our household. I mean, we go to bed after we've got everything ready for the Christmas day, and I'll ask my wife, well, have you done my stocking yet? Have you done mine yet? Yeah, yeah, girl. Okay. Yeah, and so we're doing the exchange. But I still have the tangerine in the bottom of the stocking.
Oh, you do? Yeah, you got to have that tangerine. That's the first thing you eat.
Absolutely.
And then the chocolate
Absolutely.
Coins and everything else. Well,
Absolutely.
It's going to be fantastic. If you want to come along to the candlelit procession, it's Saturday the 29th, between 12 and 6 p.m. It's free entry. The car parks are free. There's going to be loads of stalls. There'll be your stalls as well on Crown Street. You'll be doing mince pies. Come along and have a chat. But there's going to be so many people, so many stalls, and some fantastic acts on the main stage and on the stage at 104 as well. You're doing the candlelit procession from the car park at
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, and that goes right the way up the high street to the stage.
Absolutely, and don't forget there's also a stage down Crown Street.
Yes, a stage down to Crown Street. We've got a stage at 104 on the high street and the main stage at the
at
other
Wilson's
end.
Corner.
That's it. Can never get that right, at Wilson's Corner. So it's going to be a fantastic, as I said, last year over 10,000 people were there for the switch on the lights.
It'll be a wonderful afternoon. Yeah. It'll be a truly memorable event. Just pray that the weather's going to be nice and that snow that's been bashing the eastern side of the US is going to stay over there and not come here.
Yeah, we don't want that. It makes it a little bit too cold, and we don't want that on the day.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks very much. I will see you at the event.
Absolutely.
Won't leave it here. There you go. Yeah. Next time you come in, you'll get another cup of tea and a muffin. And
I shall look forward to that even more.
Thank you very much to Chris. And don't forget to check out our website, all the W's, phoenixfm.com. And that's Brentwood Lighting Up, Saturday the 29th, between 12 and 6 p.m. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Thanks.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Spire Hartswood Hospital, Brentwood. Cosmetic surgery from experts you can trust. We offer a range of cosmetic surgery operations and non-surgical procedures, all in a safe, clean and comfortable private hospital setting. Book an appointment with a consultant plastic surgeon today or find out more.